in a church. Okay? There you go. Don't leave me on my own. So, you picked a great day to come. I said, this is family day here at the Brighton Heights campus and throughout all of our Bridge City campuses. And so, Jess, who is our children's director for the whole church, is going to be assisting today. So, Jess, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. You want to give a greeting?
We're batting 1,000. I'm really excited to be here today, and I'm especially excited to see all my tiny friends' faces up front. And I know that Dougie already asked us to stand up, but if you were a kid who served yesterday in the mission trip, can you stand up again? I want you to clap for them again. You already got to hear a little bit about what they did, but I can't tell you how amazing these kids were. We went over to Marmaduke Park, and it was really great that we had kids on our team because there's bleachers there, and we were picking up garbage, and I could not fit under these bleachers to pick up the garbage that was there. And they all immediately went right under there, and they filled up 3 bags of garbage. They didn't complain one time. They were so excited to clean up the area, and while we're walking, they're like, can we give them a flyer? Can we give them a card to come? We want to invite people. Let's pray for them. The excitement and the boldness of our children was so amazing to see. And I just want you to know that that is the next generation of your church. So we need to be grateful for what our church is going to be years from now, having these kids lead. So you're a very, very lucky church to have these kids as a part.
Amen. And of course, it is July 4th weekend. We celebrate our nation. You know, for all of our faux pas and our issues, I love our country. And again, we need to remember that with all the craziness going on. You know, I travel a fair amount, many of you know, and I can assure you this. Everyone in the third world wants to be you. Amen. Everybody wants to come to America. So again, we look at it, we can see all the problems. This is still a nation of amazing opportunity. It's a nation of amazing freedom. Right? We have such freedom to be able to speak, to own land, to move about as we wish. Are we blessed or what?
Yes. Amen.
We are blessed people. So we don't take for granted what we have here as a nation. And I'm so thankful for that 250 some years ago, those men made that courageous stand that they did. So thankful. So thankful we're not ruled by a king. Right? Amen. So we're blessed. We're blessed in what we have. What we want to do today, though, is look for a few moments at a story about another man who had a lot of courage, and that is Joshua. Joshua. We've been in a series here at Bridge City about Joshua, and today we're talking about Joshua and the Battle of
Jericho.
Let's just be reminded of what the story is by the VeggieTales.
There they were, marching around Jericho. It wasn't long before the people of Jericho noticed the Israelites.
What are you doing?
We're going to knock your wall down.
By walking around in circles?
Yes. It's not because we're crazy or anything. Our God told us to do it this way.
Oh, that's a great idea. You go ahead and keep walking.
Your men of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but there's men like good old Joshua at the Battle of Jericho.
Hey! Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho.
I said
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came
tumbling
down.
Right after the walls of Jericho, they marched with spear in hand. Go blow them ram's horns, Joshua cried, 'cause the battle is in my hand.
Hey! Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Jericho!
What's this? What am I doing? Horns began to blow, and the trumpet began to sound. Oh, Joshua told his children to give a shout, and the walls came a tumbling down. Oh, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho.
Now, we could just go to lunch right now, but we're not, but we could. Listen, obedience, to be courageous demands obedience. We have to be a people who listen, Obedience means doing what you're told to do, right? That's what obedience means. So what do you have to say about that?
When your mom and dad tell you to clean your room, or when they tell you not to fight with your brother or sister, or if they say no candy before dinner. It's important that we obey what they've asked us to do, right?
Yeah, and even for adults, we also know there's a necessity of obedience, don't we? Right, like at work, you need to put away your phone, okay? Right, you have to do that. We're told that we should be people who can share effectively what we believe. That's a command of God. We need to obey that. Or how about just the command that God says to obey me and that you need to do what I say? In other words, give up your life. Your life's no longer your own, right? But most of us have struggled with those things. See, we don't always like the commands that God gives, do we? Right? We have issues with that.
Yeah, like sometimes it feels like it's not fair. I don't want to do that right now, right? Sometimes we want to do our own thing.
Yeah. Again, even as adults, so God has us do things we don't like to do. You don't necessarily want to treat your boss with respect, right? But we're told to do that. When somebody offends us, we're told that we need to forgive them, okay? We don't necessarily like those commands that God has. But reality is, it's a command. Joshua had this crazy command of God that you're going to take the city, but this is the way that you're going to do it, right? Again, it was a crazy thing. See, truth is, we need to obey. Courageous faith demands obedience. It demands obedience. And again, look at this slide, because this is something you should probably take a picture of. See, obedience is God's love language, right? This is the big thing in America right now. We talk about what's your love language, particularly with married couples. Well, God has a love language, and his love language is do what I say. Trust me, right? Now again, he's easy to follow because we know he is good. Say good.
Good.
Now say God is good.
God is good.
God is good, so it's easy to follow. Those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me. Because they love me, my Father will love them and will reveal himself. Amen? Isn't that good news? But that's what we have. See, but obedience is God's love language. We show we love God by obeying, which means trusting him. We need to be a people who trust him. And Joshua is a great example of obedience also when God doesn't make sense, right? This command that he gave him about marching around the city, that didn't make any sense, right? And at times, God gives all of us opportunities to trust him when we don't make sense. So we're going to talk about Joshua and the battle of Jericho, but right now, let's pray. Let's just pray. Let's ask God to speak to us. Jess, if you want to kick us off.
Lord, we're just so grateful that you're here with us today, Father. We just pray that throughout this time that each and every one of us would hear what you desire us to hear, Lord God. Speak to the hearts of the children and the adults in this room, Father. Right now, just allow us to hear the words that you have for us, Lord God, and help us, Pastor Gary and I, to share how we can practically put this into play in our lives so that we can each have an opportunity to show obedience to you throughout this week, Lord God.
Yes, Father. We thank you. We thank you, God, for the truth of your word. Open us up to hear. Amen? Amen. See, because the thing is, God does at times tell us to do things that we don't understand. It doesn't make sense. As we talk about the story of Jericho, the Jewish people are just moving into what God said was their promised land. He said, this is the promise. I've given you this land. Right? That's great. That's a great promise to have. However, they have to fight to get the promise. And so often in God, see, God gives us great promises, but we have to obey. We have to trust him and obey to be able to inherit the promise of God. That it's a necessity. It's like, again, like God promises us wisdom. He says, he gives you wisdom. That's yours. I'll let you do that one.
So as a teacher, part of my job is to give wisdom to students, to give them knowledge about different things. But that's not where it ends. It's not like you just get it from me and that's the end of it. You have to do something with it after I give it to you. You have to study. You have to practice.
That's right.
You have to go out and do something with what a teacher gives you, what your parents give you. So it's not just accept the knowledge and the wisdom. We have to do something with it afterwards.
That's right. That's right. And even with those hard-to-love people, God says, I have empowered you to be able to do this. I command you to forgive and restore. However, for that to happen, you have to be one who's going to be talking to God, someone who's reading the Bible, someone who's in relationship, that you can attain those promises and get the blessings of God. Just like when it comes to provision in your life. God says, I promise to take care of you. However, you have to trust me. You have to trust me that I'm the one that takes care of you. And he says to give generously. Right? And he says to give over 10%. And for most of us, like that's unreasonable. But it's a command of God. He says, I have a promise, but you have to fight to get the promises of God. And again, so to get the promises, you got to trust and you have to obey. Okay, so the people of Jericho were enemies of God's people. Okay, Jericho is a large walled city. It was so big at the top that the houses were built on the wall, in the wall. So it was wide. So people speculate how wide it actually was at the top, okay? But so we see, too, then, that Jericho is situated right where God led the Jewish people into the promised land. So this is their first big fight. This is the first big fight. And let's read this scripture together. It says, now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given Jericho into your hand, with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war, going around the city once. Thus you shall do for 6 days. So they were commanded with men of war to march around the city. But it wasn't just men of war. He also wanted a worship team. And we see in verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4. Okay, it says, the seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. And then they were to march around the city. So, kids in the front row, we want you to look underneath your seat. And some of you have a card under there. Some of you have a card. If you have a card, we want you to pull that card out. And Miss Jess has some swords and trumpets to hand out. And we are going to march. We're going to march around the sanctuary. Look all the way under your seat. Yeah, it's attached to the bottom. If you have one, go and see Miss Jess. Okay, now we have some of our BCC teachers are part of the band here. Okay. And so Mr. James is going to lead the march. Okay, and where's the swordsman? Jared's in the back. Swordsman, get behind Mr. James. Get behind Mr. James. Okay, and behind the swordsman will come Miss Sonia. And then all the trumpeters. Oh, don't go yet, James. Hold on. You don't have your trumpeters yet. You know, it took some organization to get the group to march around Jericho.
Every other kid,
All the other kids in line. Now, what's interesting, okay, go ahead, one time, because they were only supposed to march one time around. What's interesting, if you think about it, is God did not tell Joshua to make more swords. He didn't tell him to make more shields, right? He just said to march. He just said to march. And that's just line up right there. You can sit. How about Mr. James? Right? Yeah, sit right where you are. That's it. Everybody sit in a line. Because when you think about it, he said he did not tell Joshua prepare for war the way everyone would think to prepare for war, right? He had a command from God, and the command did not make sense. When you think about it, it didn't make any sense. But they had a command to march when it came to this time before God. Now, what's also interesting is he told them to march around the city, but in verse 10, Joshua 6, verse 10, he also said this. Verse 10, please. Okay, Joshua commanded the people, "You shall not shout or make your voice heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you'll shout." So he caused the ark of the Lord to circle the city, going about it once. Then they came back and they sat. See, so when they marched around the city, they weren't even allowed to say anything. They had to be quiet. They had to be quiet. And you can be sure the people of Jericho, just like the French peas in the VeggieTale movie, all right, they were mocking the Jews. Like, yeah, you just keep walking, because walking is not going to do anything. We're not afraid of you if all you're going to do is march. You know, and so often when we're trying to follow God, you know, isn't it true that he says to do this and be obedient, and we're saying, "I'm being obedient, but nothing is changing." Right? I'm loving this person, but nothing is changing. I'm trying to trust God, but nothing is changing. Okay? And God said, "No, do what I say. Hang in there. Have endurance. Have endurance. Don't stop. Okay, when you think about this, what required more faith? To walk around not saying anything, or for Joshua to convince all the people that this would work? Joshua, again, that did take a lot of faith. How many of you think you'd start murmuring by like Wednesday, right? Like, what are we doing? What is this? What? Not that they're going to throw slushies on you like they did in VeggieTales, but again, what is this thing? So it took courageous faith for this to happen. Now, verse 4, Joshua 6, 4. Okay, we're getting to the place where it's the seventh day. On the seventh day, you shall march around the city, okay, seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout. The wall of the city will fall down, and the people, we will then go into the city. All right, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him. He's saying, on the seventh day, when you shout, the walls will fall. The walls will fall down. So, what we're going to do right now is, Mr. James, okay, now remember, we all have to be quiet, because the command was to be quiet, okay? And we're going to start marching around the city. March around the city. How many times do we have to march? Seven times. So, we're marching around the city. You know, again, just keep going. Because, again, I think about this. They're marching seven times. You know, again, because said this really represents how we have to trust God. We have to be enduring in trusting him, right? You can't grow weary. Paul told us in Galatians, he said, don't grow weary in well-doing. If you don't grow weary, you will reap a reward. But you can't grow weary. You can't grow weary. All right, that's it. We're going. That's, oh man, you're breaking a sweat. Keep going. Patience, huh? Patience. We're not to the seventh time yet. See, so here's the thing I want to encourage you with as they're walking about. It's for yourself. Don't stop on round six, okay? When you're trusting God. We need to continue to trust. He has led you this far, okay? And we will continue to trust. Okay, on this next lap, we will, yeah. On this next lap, some of us will begin to circle Jericho. Start circling the city. Circle the city. There you go. That's it. That's it. This is what God said to do. Circle the city. Circle the city. Okay? Circle the city. There it is. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All right. All right. Let's stop. Let's stop. They've been circling the city 7 times. Right? 7 times. Ushers, get ready. Okay? And listen, what we're going to do is, listen, when I give the signal, all the trumpeters are going to blow their trumpets. Okay? Okay, let's practice. Trumpeters, blow your trumpet. Wasn't that beautiful? Okay? Let's do it again, just because everyone enjoyed it so much. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Aaron, we got some more instrumentalists for the worship team. Amen. Now listen, this is what we're going to do. Hold on. Stop. Okay, now, at the count of three, okay, you're going to start blowing your trumpets at the count of three, and everyone is going to shout, a loud shout, right? What are we all going to do?
Shout.
Loud shout. Okay, ready, trumpeters? Ready? One, two, three, four. Pull it. Pull it. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Good job. Okay, kids, like I said, let's go right back where you were. You can sit on the floor. You can sit on the floor again. And Miss Jess, run up here. Okay, because we have a memory verse to go along with this lesson that we had. Just sit right where you are. Okay, now, we want everybody to stand up because we're all, I'm sorry, we told you to sit, kids. Stand back up. Everybody stand up. Miss Jess is going to lead us in a memory verse.
All right,
we're all going to participate.
This verse is important because it shows us what happens when we're obedient to God. So this is the verse we want to remember. So you're all ready. I'm going to say some of the words and do some motions, and then you're going to copy me after. Everybody ready?
Ready? When the trumpet sounded.
When the trumpet sounded. The army shouted.
At the sound of the trumpet.
Everyone gave a loud shout. The walls collapsed.
So everyone charged through.
Yeah. Joshua 6:20. Joshua 6:20. Joshua 6:20. All right. Let's do it. We got to do it again.
We're going to do it again because we need to remember it. It's a memory verse. Let's get in our memory. Ready? When the trumpet sounded.
The army shouted. The army shouted.
The
the sound of the trumpet.
The
men gave a loud shout. The walls fell down. Yeah, 6:20, Joshua 6:20, Joshua 6:20. That is great, that is great, amen. Hey, before you sit down, give someone a high five. You did a great job, high five. And you can be seated just for another moment. Great job, Jess. Doug, you ready to do that at the end? You're gonna lead us in that at the end? You're good, okay. All right. Hey, listen, let's just look real quick. What marked the victory? What did mark their victory? I mean, that's something we want to look at here real quick. If I could have the next slide, please. Okay, what marked the victory? They had to have faith, right? Because if you don't have faith and trust, you won't obey. See, if you don't believe what God says is true, you're never going to obey it. So you got to have faith to obey. Next, you have to have courage to do what God says. And you have to endure when it doesn't make sense. You have to continue. You got to continue to endure. And that last slide, please. Okay? Remember, obedience is God's love language. Okay? When you obey, you bring a smile to God's heart. And again, you see, we cannot expect to inherit God's promises if you don't obey. That's what we see, and that's what we learn by the Word of God. Just like for all the kids, you know, when you obey, you always get blessed. When you do what your parents ask to do, right, there's always a blessing that follows. And it's the same thing with our God in heaven. He says, when you obey, you get blessed. Okay, but if you're not going to obey, you can't expect to inherit even the promises that He's made to us. The promises demand that we obey. Amen? So again, so we want to catch that. So right now, we just want to pray. We just come before God together. Father, we come before You. God, we thank You for the gift of Jesus. We thank You, God, again, Lord, that You're a good God. We can trust You. And because I trust You, I obey. I can do the things You say, even when they don't make sense. I can do the things You say, God, even when they seem unreasonable. I will follow and I will trust You. And Father God, again, Lord, if there's anyone here today, Lord Jesus, again, who is here and they don't know what it means to be a follower of Jesus. They believe, you may have been in church for years, you believe in Jesus, but you've never been a follower. You've said, Jesus, this is it, this is the day. This, if you don't have a day where you said, Jesus, this is the day I'm making You the leader of my life, the Lord of my life. If you don't have that day, we don't want you to leave today without having that opportunity to find out what that means. So again, if you're here and you want to know what it means to be a follower of Jesus, again, I just challenge you to raise your hand so we can make sure we see you after the meeting. If there's anyone here, again, you need to know that. Say, I want to know what it means to be a follower of Jesus. We'll just give it another minute. Give it a moment. It's because this is important. This is why we do what we do. This is why we do what we do. We want to know who He is, and we want to understand what He has done, because He has changed our lives. Amen? Amen. So glad you're here. Listen, before I step down, though, I just want to recognize all of our Bridge City kids, teachers, all those who work in BCC Kids. If you could stand up. All those stand up. All those back here. Everybody stand up. Give them a hand. I want to honor you. I want to honor you for what you do week in, week out. You care and you pour into kids. And I pray that when you see things happen, like them worship God, and when you see testimonies, and when you see kids get baptized, remember, that is like your Super Bowl. That's a great day. We want to thank you for what you've done. And Jess, I know you have something to say.
Yeah, I just want to let you all know that you got to see some of the fun that we get to experience each and every week with the kids. And part of being obedient is listening to where God is calling you to serve. And so we're always looking for people to serve in our kids' ministry. And really, it is one of the most fulfilling ministries, because you get to see things like Pastor Gary was just saying. Like, there's no way you didn't hear these kids worshiping this morning. Yeah. And you get to know that you're a part of teaching them who Jesus is. So I just encourage you that if you feel like the Lord is calling you to serve with the children, please see Sonia or Katrina and let them know so that we can get you down there. See Leanne back at Connection Point. So we can get you down there and allow you an opportunity to see some of the amazing things that God is doing.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated. I'm going to turn this over to Doug. Come on up.